The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I think I'm in trouble with my boss.
I might have
sent him an improper video. Yeah, I want to talk about it and get your opinion. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Why am I saying Cortez? I always say Cortez because I taught myself how to speak Spanish, and I'm proud of that fact, right? And so I'm asking my boss, one of many bosses that we have, hey, I need to do this mañana. And I sent the text off like right away, and he didn't answer. And I'm like, what's going on? And then I see him typing the bubble, and I'm like, oh, I wonder what's happening. And he says, I had to Google mañana. I was like, all right. I thought everybody knew what mañana went. And then, so I thought, jokingly, I'm going to send him this tiny clip of a video from one of my favorite movies, Bridesmaids. Do you remember this part when Annie's up on stage?
And so I would just like to say to you and to everyone here, gracias, para vivar en la casa.
Yeah.
En las escuelas. En el azul.
And so I'm waiting for him to answer my joke. It's funny.
If he doesn't understand mañana, he doesn't get the joke.
I'm sorry. Either that or he's mad. I'm like, oh my gosh, I thought it was funny. And he still has yet to answer. This was yesterday. And he opened it and he watched the video. So now I'm like, what is the deal?
Maybe he's culturally sensitive.
That's what I was thinking. Did I do something that could get me in trouble?
I mean,
HR about to hit me up? Like, did you send a Spanish video to
shaming him because he doesn't know Spanish?
Know what mañana means?
Wait, so he hasn't replied to you at all?
No, Anthony. Ooh. No. And I was just playing. I'm like, sir, I thought everybody. Jack is from Nebraska, producer Jack. Jack, do you know what mañana means?
Yeah, it means tomorrow.
Thank you. It means tomorrow. Where do you live that you don't know?
He lives in Indiana.
There's no Latinos in Indiana.
There's Latinos there. Just
we're everywhere, honey.
Yeah.
We're there. We're there.
But maybe he comes from a world where Spanglish isn't incorporated into the corporate world. Because why did you? You could have just put tomorrow.
Anthony, I could have, but my brain said mañana, so I just typed it. I don't know. You know, I might have to recommend to him, if he's not angry with me, a little Rosetta Stone. Maybe for Christmas.
Double down on it, huh?
Why not? It's good for the brain. Did you know that there are benefits to learning another language? Otto, you've always wanted to learn Spanish, but Anthony, you said you're doing it right now. How's it going?
I have fallen back a little bit, so I'm also probably at the same level as Jack or JR at this point now, but I do plan on picking it back up probably like in a month or so, yeah.
Okay, well, do you know anything?
See.
Okay. You knew what mañana meant.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, dude.
He grew up in New Mexico.
I just love that the little voice in your head speaks Spanish.
It does all the time. Sometimes I can't remember English words. And Spanish was not even my first language. But you know what? When you just said you're from New Mexico, Otto, you grew up in New Mexico. How often have you been somewhere with your New Mexico ID and someone thinks, you speak English? They don't realize that it's even a state.
I haven't had a New Mexico ID for a minute, but that did happen all the time when I would be going on like a flight or going anywhere to show my ID. Even at bars, they'd be like, I remember when I was 13, I was playing a baseball tournament in Arkansas. I was representing New Mexico, and they were like, first of all, your English is amazing.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I was just thinking about New Mexico in general. When I still have a New Mexico phone number, it's a 505 number, and people ask, what's that area code, New Mexico? Oh, you live there? What's it like? I'm like, no. Don't you remember kindergarten when you colored the U.S. map? You don't remember map colors?
Oldest state capital in the country.
Okay, Anthony A., what do we have for National Day?
It is National Movie Night.
Ooh, and it's Friday. So get out there and catch yourself a flick tonight. And you're down in the DM is next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you're dating somebody, that doesn't mean you're committed. It just doesn't. And if you've talked to them and you've told them, I'm not ready for commitment, man or woman, and they're fine, they continue to see you, then that's on them. If they want to go through that, if they desire to try to woo you.
It's funny how you have this take on it since it's a woman. Because
I've always had that take.
Because if it would have been a man's situation, you would say, if they're hanging out, then they're together.
If they're hanging out and they haven't had the talk, you might be you might not understand or whatever. But if you've had a talk and someone, a man or woman, has said to you, I like you, but this is all you're going to get, then that's it. And today's Down in the DM proves it. Nick's girlfriend, Tina, Who is a model and she does feet pics, which is strange. I'm just like, what is going on? But he thought she's getting too friendly with somebody. She's trying to date this guy, Drew. So Otto pretended that he's this guy, Drew, and it did not go down in the DM.
Can I take you out for a drink tomorrow night? You know, it helps the vibe at the shoot. It's always awkward, you know, when somebody's taking off their clothes in front of a stranger. So I want you to feel comfortable with me.
I mean, yeah, that sounds good. Like, when would you want to meet up?
I mean, I can meet up tomorrow.
Wait, this dude is just trying to... and you're going to go have drinks with him? He just told you he's going to get you naked.
Tina, this is Dana Cortez from the Dana Cortez Show. Your boyfriend, Nick, who was supposed to wait a second, thinks you're trying to cheat on him with his Drew, this guy.
Boyfriend?
Yeah, so right away she's like, boyfriend, and then everything is exposed.
First of all, I don't have a boyfriend.
You don't have a boyfriend? That's not what you said when I took you to Mexico.
I told you from jump, I don't want a boyfriend. Like, this... It wasn't even like that. Like, we just had a good time.
I took you to Cancun. What do you think that means?
You took me for my birthday. We had a whole conversation about this. Like, I'm not looking for a man. It doesn't mean we're together. Like, we literally talked about this. We weren't exclusive. I don't understand. Like, yo, I don't need this.
And she left, and we just said bye because she said, we've talked. We're not exclusive. What more do you want as an adult? You have somebody who's being honest with you.
I want the same energy next time this is a woman, okay?
All the time. If somebody tells you, I don't like you like that, we can date and have a good time. That's it. What's the problem?
I want to clarify something I said earlier. Earlier I said, because of her occupation, can we trust her to be honest? And what I meant really by that is she seems like the type to give mixed signals, which I've been through that before, similar to what Nick's going through, where a woman is saying one thing and she knows she doesn't really want to be with you, but she's still taking these gifts and she knows the intentions they come with. It doesn't make her a better of a person or anything like that.
Anthony, nobody can take anything if you're given it. You know, I mean, nobody took anything from Nick. He said, I took you to Cancun. He didn't say, you forced me to take you to Mexico.
But
he said, I buy you things. And she said, you gave them to me and I've told you. She likes him. She wants to have fun. What's the problem?
Well, I know when I was in this situation, when I was being paid to be a boyfriend.
Otto.
What?
You said you were paid to be a boyfriend.
What?
Do tell, husband, because I've never heard this.
Okay, this is fifth grade, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
And this girl, Kim, she would pay me $5 a week to say that I was her boyfriend.
And you did it?
I took the money.
See?
But I made it clear that I was her boyfriend, but I told everyone else it was under the stipulations of the $5. Plus, it was a Coke that came along with that as well.
Wait, she bought you a soda and gave you $5 and you told everybody she was paying you?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I wasn't going to... I mean, come on.
And you call Tina a bad person? Sir, that was not okay. What's the weirdest way you've ever earned money? Because I'm sorry, who is buying these feet pics? Somebody is, what are you doing?
Obviously, there's a whole industry built off of it. There's a lot of people buying them.
I've had some weird jobs. I'll talk about some weird jobs. 877-730-DCS1. Get in on the conversation. Call us now. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you just turned the radio on, our Down of the DM has all of us a little bit. Oh, I'm on one side. Otto's on another. Anthony is on his island. Nick's girlfriend, Tina, who is a feet model, has told him that they're not together. He took her to Cancun. He says, you're my girlfriend. She's like, I have told you we're not exclusive. He's not listening. Okay. I don't know why you're not listening, but you're continuing to try and it doesn't make any sense. Ramon has been holding for quite some time. Ramon, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. How are you? And what are your thoughts on this convo?
So, I mean, she was straightforward.
Thank you.
And said this wasn't going to happen. He is just every typical guy. Come on, guys. I'm sorry. I have to stick with that one.
Thank you.
The girl says, hey, I don't want to be with you, but you want to pay for Cancun. It happened to me twice.
Ramon, what happened?
Please tell Ramon.
Oh, my gosh. Tell us.
The first time wasn't really a fair time because it was high school, but still, it was high school. 2 years, I was with this girl talking to her. I took her with me on my family trips. And the whole time, I thought we were dating.
Yeah.
And then after 2 years, it was like, I go to tell her, hey, you know, I really like you. We're going to go to the same college. She's like, yeah, I like you as a friend. I'm like, wait, what?
Oh.
You're like, I've been spending my hard-earned high school money on you. And you're not.
Yeah. I mean, we even slept together. I thought we were dating.
No. And she said you were friends?
Yes. And then in Miami, of course, you can't trust the women from Miami. I'm sorry.
Talk about it.
She got me good, too. I took her to the Bahamas. I did all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
To find out that she already had a boyfriend. She just wanted another fling.
Oh, no. And her boyfriend must have been broke because he wasn't taking her anywhere. I will say, yes. I've been to Miami twice, and both times I felt inadequate. And, and I was in it. Yeah, it's beautiful. And I was talking to Pitbull one time, and he said, you're about a 5 in Miami. I was like, oh my gosh.
What? Well, you know, he has standards in where he's from, Hialeah.
Yeah,
you know,
and he's not wrong either. So. He's not wrong. You know what I just thought about, Ramon? The thing is that when you like someone more than they like you, that's a problem.
Oh,
that's tough. That's what's going on here.
I've been in that situation before.
Yeah. That's tough. But also, just because she's technically right doesn't make her morally correct either.
Oh, we have morals today, do we, Anthony? You have to be careful. If you find yourself liking someone more than they like you, you got to walk away from that. If you're spending money, if your heart is aching, you got to move, because they're going to continue to do what they do because they don't care that much.
To exploit you, yes.
I don't know if it's exploitation, but if she's having fun, in her mind, she's like, I'm just here having fun. She's not even thinking about it.
At the end of the day, it's just, there's nothing worse than that feeling of trying for a person and them not reciprocating it back.
Oh, it's so hurtful.
It's just so lonely and hurtful, and I think that's what actually drove Nick to reach out to us in the first place.
And he thought he could handle her job, right? It's a difficult job. You know, she's a model, foot model, whatever. When you have somebody who works at a restaurant late, a club, a lounge, someone who travels, these kind of things require a certain amount of self-confidence and trust, and to which I don't think he has. I had a really hard job. I don't know if it was weird or not, but I used to shine shoes at a boot shop. I worked for a boot store.
So people would come in and just be like, shine my shoes.
Yes, I would steam the cowboy hats, or, you know, clean hats, and I would shine shoes, yes. And let me tell you, not everybody's feet are as clean as mine.
I can't even imagine you doing that job because you're so weird about smells.
Otto, it was very difficult. And so I learned to smile and breathe through my mouth without anybody noticing what I was doing. It was hard, but I had to earn money. So I have respect for anybody who does whatever they need to do to make a living, right? I had to do it. And it taught me a lot. And you know what? Most of the cowboys that were going in there were super friendly. All they wanted was somebody nice to talk to. And I always got tip well.
I was going
to
say, did you make really good tips?
I made excellent tips, and I know how to shine the heck out of a boot, too. Mirror shine, baby, mirror shine.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kim Kardashian famously dated Pete Davidson after she and Kanye West broke up. And he sat down with Nikki Glaser, who, by the way, is one of my favorite comedians. She's so good.
So funny.
And he's talking about Kim. And when I first thought it, oh my gosh, is he going to say anything derogatory? Quite the opposite.
Isn't it crazy Kim's good at acting? When we were dating, I remember one day she was just like, I think I'm going to be an actress. And I was just like, yeah. And I was like, God, get the f*** out of here. Well, she's superhuman. I learned from her that no matter like what's going on, like whatever in the news, like you're still you and you can just still go. Like she don't give up.
She had to learn that no matter what is happening online, whatever people are talking, don't worry about that. Live your life and do you. Pete Davidson learned that from Kim K. He took that from the relationship because, remember, he's very open about his mental illness. His dad was one of the firefighters who was called to action during 9/11. Okay, he lost his life during the World Trade Center, and he had a lot of issues after that. And through Kim, he goes on to say, she helped me so much with just living in the moment instead of worrying about what other people are thinking and worrying about the past.
I would think once you get to that level of fame, you can't worry about what other people are saying because somebody's always saying something about you.
And thank goodness they are. You know, if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping, right?
True. But also Kim K is like the living example of how to move on and not listen to other people's opinions, because for over 2 decades, people have been very opinionated about her on a personal level, not just like what athletes go through to scrutiny of their craft, but you're talking like attacking her character constantly.
And
she just always moves on.
She's turned it into a $1 billion business, literally, and brought her family along with her. More importantly, though, Pete Davidson thinks so highly of her, and he's got nothing but love for her. Would your ex say the same about you? What would your ex say about you? 877-730-DCS1. If you dare, if you want to call in and talk about that. Otto, I know who your ex-girlfriend is, what do you think she would say about you if she was in an interview talking about you?
What a magnificent man he
is. You lie? Do you think, I mean, honestly, do you think she would say you're a good person? Or
I think she would say I'm a, well, I hope she would say I'm a good person, but I did do her dirty, so I don't think she would have the best things to say about me.
Okay, all right, you did her dirty?
Yeah.
Okay. So she probably wouldn't.
No, she's not. I mean, but you can go back further before her, and all of them love me. They're all, I'm still friends with all of them. It's just that particular ex I'm not friends with.
Anthony, I wonder... Because what would your ex, the last woman you were in a really long-term relationship, say about you? Would it be a good review, or like Pete gave to Kim, or not so bueno?
Probably that I don't last too long. might be like the first thing.
Anthony! Oh my gosh!
I mean, like, last long, like, in a relationship. Like, I've only been in, like, 7-month relationships my whole life. I've never been in anything longer, so that's probably number one.
I thought you meant something else. I was like, what?
And he meant that, too.
And number what? Two? And number two? Anthony?
Number two, he's funny. That's first of all. She better say that, or else okay. I'm going to give her a negative review, too. And honestly, I think a lot of my exes would be kind about me because they're all moved on. They've all, like, a lot of my exes are either married or, you know, have their own family, and I wish them well. So I think it would be a kind review. I think they would say I was the problem, though. It was me. It was.
They
me,
would definitely say it was you. We have a caller on line two. Leilani, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. What would your ex say about you?
We've actually had a conversation recently, and we're kind of just catching up, and she was really saying how I was really resilient. I was very strong-minded.
I know.
He's so sweet. I just never gave up. I always, you know, always had a job, you know, was very money-motivated and stuff like that. I'm actually really happy he would say something like that because he did me a little dirty. But
Leilani. Well, if he did you dirty, he owes you a good review.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Is he trying to rekindle?
Girl. No.
She said no. She went from smile to no. She's not trying to walk down that path again, but that's what everybody wants is a good review.
I'm so toxic. I'm always trying to rekindle. If I'm talking to any of my exes, I'm trying to rekindle right then, right now, right here.
Oh, my gosh. I know, because one of your exes told me, you know, Anthony hit me up at 3 a.m., girl, the other night. I said, what?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.